ಸ್ವಯಂ ಚಂದ್ರಿಕಾಭಿಸರಣಂ ವಿದ್ಯಾವದು ಜೀವ ಆನಂದಾಂಬೂಧಿ ವರ್ಧನಂ ಪ್ರತಿಪದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾಮೃತಾಸ್ವಾದ ಸರ್ವಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ನಪನಂ ಪರಂ ವಿಜಯತೆ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ. I told about this last day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not wrote any book. Only this 80 slokas and also some slokas he has written. But those slokas are not authentic, where he has told or not. But these 80 slokas he has written himself. He has just spoken these. These slokas are not साधारण नहीं है, नॉट ऑर्डिनरी. दे आर मोर इंपॉर्टेंट दैन गीता. दीज 8 श्लोक आर सो इंपॉर्टेंट, मोर देन वेद उपनिषद. वेद हैज कम फ्रॉम द नोज ऑफ कच्छप देव, कच्छप या मत्स आर एनी, नॉट बाई हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण, गर्भोदय साई विष्णु पर है. गीता ही हैज टोल्ड हिमसेल्फ टू अर्जुन
फ्रॉम कृष्ण. गीता बाई लॉर्ड कृष्ण
हैज स्पोकन. सो गीता इज ऑल्सो इंपॉर्टेंट. But I think that he was Dwarkadhish Krishna who told Gita. And he was sitting on the chariot of Arjuna. He was not telling for Arjuna, but showing him, he was telling for the whole world, all conditioned souls. His all teachings are jewels, especially Manmana Bhava, Madhbhaktu, Madhyamji, Matiyaji, Mang Namaskuru, Mam Eva Ishyasi, Kaunteya, Patijanihi, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, Sarva Dharmana Pratyajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja, Aham Swam Sarva Papebhyo Mukteshyam Nasi. This is the essence of all the Vedas Upanishads. But the essence of Gita and essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is this 8 slokas told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In these 8 slokas he has told Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan. You know that in the last pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always full of separation mode. Sometimes he used to sink in waves of sea in separation mode. Sometimes at Chatak Parvat, sometimes at Jagannath Temple, sometimes to Jagannath Vatika, the garden of Jagannath Dev. Sometimes his all parts of his body were so long, sometimes like a tortoise. In anywhere it has been known, कहीं भी इसका वर्णन नहीं मिलता है दूसरे शास्त्रों में. प्रेम के अत्यंत निगूढ़ भाव, अष्ट सात्विक इत्यादि जो भाव है, किसी में नहीं देखा गया ऐसा. never anyone saw all these astasattvic bhav, vyabhichari bhav in anyone. Even a pandit like, even a scholar like Sarvam Bhattacharya, he could not understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that, "I have read in books, but I have never seen the symptoms of astasattvic bhav, vyabhichari bhav in anyone in this world." Even all these symptoms were not disclosed in Srimad Bhagavat also. I think that all these modes were in Srimati Radhika ji. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took down this. And at that time in Gambhira, Mali Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda were consolating him like Lalita and Vishakha. Well, he was weeping so bitterly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, I cannot be saved. Oh Krishna, come at once, otherwise I am dying." He was bitterly weeping in the midnight of Damodar. And Raya Ramananda were there. They were telling his slokes, reciting his so many slokes, helpful for that mood. Gopinda was weeping and telling that, "Why these two persons are coming here and making weep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They should go at once. Unko abhi chala jana chahiye." Us samay mein Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji इन श्लोकों का रसस्पादन करते थे और स्वरूप दामोदर राय रामानंद इस श्लोकों को महाप्रभु जी को सुना करके और इसके अनुरूप चंडीदास विद्यापति हित गोविंद जगन्नाथ बल्लभ श्रीमद भागवत के श्लोक राजपंच अध्याय के श्लोक इत्यादि के द्वारा महाप्रभु को तरह तरह से सांत्वना देते थे। इस समय महाप्रभु जी बड़े दुखी हो रहे थे। Not unhealthy. Feeling so much separation. "Ha Krishna, where you are. Sat Damodar saw that he is so weeping, feeling so separation. He told that, "Oh Krishna is here in your heart. Why you are so anxious and why you are so worried? He cannot go out of your heart. Oh, he is here. And telling this, he took his hands and began to tearna. "Oh, I will see here just now. Oh, he is here." And when his nerves he began to tear, at once Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, they उनके हाथ को पकड़ लिया, दे
caught
his hand, they could not consolate. At that time, these 8 slokes in so many good explanations, they were testing 8 slokes. From Sambandha Gyan and Prem Prayojan last, Asli Swapadratan Pinastumang Adarsanan Marmhatan Korotuva Jatha Tatha Vidatha Tulampato Matrana Sasusayana. They used to test all these slokes. Mahabhav, Rasarajbhav, like Chaitanya Krishna and Radhika. So these are not ordinary slokes. We should try to hear the explanations of these 8 slokes, beginning from Ketu Darpan Marjanam and finishing Asli Swapadaratam Pinastumam Darpan. So everything, all rushes, especially the mood of Srimati Radhika, Gopi's mood, everything is there. So in the last of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has added these 80 strokes and explained. I wanted to explain it daily, but we are going here and there, and we have no such time that we can explain. And we are, I am not also so much qualified to explain all these. But I know that these are sar of also Gita and Bhagavat also. And also the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Sarup Damodar has explained something in his Karcha. Something. And it was in the Raghunath Das Goswami. And from Raghunath Das Krishna was inspired all these things. So he has explained something. He has told Cheto Darpanam Arjanam. At first, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has wrote explanation named Sanmodan Bhashya. Who is Sanmodan? Sat. Who is Sat? They are Sat. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all our disciples acharya. For their modan, for their pleasing, he has written this. If there was no Sanmodan Bhashya, then we could not have known all these things which he has written. So many good things, it has इसको अच्छी तरह से खुला नहीं है. वेदों शास्त्रों में भी, श्रीमद् भागवत तप में भी, किसी भी ग्रंथों में भी नहीं दिखा गया. यहाँ तक रूप गोस्वामी के ग्रंथों में भी इसका पूरा समाधान नहीं मिलता. जीव तत्व इत्यादि के संबंध में भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की भी कम नहीं है किसी तरह से. इसलिए उन्होंने ऐसे तत्वों को प्रकाश किया है. उन्होंने इसमें लिखा जो उस दिन मैंने बतला रहा था कल परसों. भक्ति मनोहर ठाकुर जी इस जगत के नहीं है. ही इज नॉट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड, मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड. ही इज कमल मंजरी, वन ऑफ द मोस्ट बिलवेड ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका. समहर इट हैज बीन टोल्ड दैट भक्ति मनोहर ठाकुर गदाधर पंडित के प्रकाश है. प्रणाम मंत्र में है. सो यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड इट वेल दैट हु वाज श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. ही टेलिंग दैट जीव द सोल्स हियर आर तटस्था शक्ति. ये तटस्था शक्ति से उत्पन्न है. इस जगत में जितने भी बद्ध जीव हैं, ये लोग गोलोक वृंदावन के नहीं रहने वाले हैं या वैकुंठ के रहने वाले नहीं हैं. ये सभी तटस्था शक्ति से उत्पन्न है. इसीलिए वो कह रहे हैं जीव गोस्वामी का तत्व संदर्भ से लेकर के कह रहे हैं एकम एव परम तत्वम स्वभाविका स्वभाविकी अचिंत शक्त्या सर्वदा स्वरूप सद्रूप वैभव जीव प्रधान रूपेण चतुर्धा अवतिष्ठते. एंड ही हैज आल्सो एडेड लाइक सूर्य सूर्यांतर सूर्यमंडल तेज इव तत्प्रतिच्छवि रूपेण. He has written, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that ekam eva paramatattam svabhavika chinta saktya. Krishna is one without second. Paramatattva ek hai. उनमें अचिंत शक्ति है, अघटन पठन पटेसी शक्ति वाले हैं. कृष्ण इज नॉट निर्विशेष, नॉट निराकार, नॉट निगेटिव. कृष्ण इज ऑलवेज फुल ऑफ सो मेनी अनंत शक्ति. एंड अनंत शक्ति इज नॉट अनंत शक्ति बट पराशक्ति इज वन. एंड पराशक्ति विविध श्रूयते. एक ही पराशक्ति कोटि कोटि शक्तियों के रूप में प्रकाशित होती है. जब जैसा कार्य करती है उसका नाम वैसा हो जाता है. पराशक्ति इज वन शक्ति. कृष्ण इज वन सो हिज शक्ति इज वन एंड सी इज कॉल्ड पराशक्ति. बट इट मैनिफेस्ट इन सो मेनी लेस एंड लेस वे. लादनी शक्ति, संबित शक्ति, संदिनी शक्ति, चित शक्ति, जीव शक्ति, माया शक्ति, सत, चित, आनंद, ज्ञान, बल, क्रिया. चित शक्ति तटस्थ शक्ति, यह जड़ा शक्ति. जैसे लाखों रूपों में इसमें वात्सल्य कृपा शक्ति, ऐश्वर्य शक्ति, इन लेफ्ट लेफ्ट वे ही किसी मैनिफेस्ट. इसलिए पराश शक्ति विविध सूयते स्वभाव की ज्ञान बल क्रिया. सो बाय दिस कृष्ण हैज कम लाइक स्वरूप. स्वरूप मीन्स स्वयं रूप एंड हिज कृष्ण इन वृंदावन सन ऑफ जसोदा एंड नंद बाबा एंड हिज बिलवेड ऑफ ऑल द गोपीज स्पेशली ऑफ हैविंग फ्लोट पीक ऑफ फीदर त्रिभंग ललित एंड ललित धीर ललित नायक द्वारकाधीश मथुरेश बलदेव प्रभु ऑल दी अवतार जय तद्रूप वैभव. बट एज ए तत्व वन एंड द जीवा अचिंत भेदाभेद दे आर नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम कृष्ण एंड प्रधान. प्रधान मीन्स माया. फ्रॉम व्हिच दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज मैनिफेस्टेड. ही हैज गिवन ए इंस्टेंस एन इंस्टेंस ऑफ स्वरूप लाइक सन तद्रूप वैभव सूर्यमंडल एंड जीव रश्मि रेज ऑफ सन नॉट रेज इन रेज द पार्टिकल्स आर लाइक जीव एंड आफ्टर दैट प्रधान देश प्रतिच्छवि. सो इन दिस बद्ध जी जीव आर ऑफ टू काइंड मुक्त एंड बद्ध. मुक्त एंड बद्ध. मुक्त आउट ऑफ माया ऑलवेज सर्विंग कृष्ण एंड हिज सद्रूप वैभव. जितने उनका तद्रूप वैभव है उनका नारायण इत्यादि में भी सेवा करते हैं और वहां भी गोलोक वृंदावन में सिद्ध लिबरेटेड सोल दैट They are the manifestations of Baldev Prabhu, coming from Baldev Prabhu and serving Krishna there. They cannot come here in Maya. Only they can come with Krishna to play his pastime. And again they go, return. But they are not controlled by Maya. Conditioned soul. They will never return as a conditioned soul. The servants of Vaikuntha and Sadhguru Vaibhav, Vaman, Srivikram, Narayan, and all others, they are not conditioned souls also. They cannot come and be controlled by Maya. Only the jivas coming from Karnadishai, Vishnu, on Tatastha line by Tatastha Shakti, these are conditioned souls. We are among them. In them also there are two kinds of jivas. One, just coming from Narayan, Karnadishai Narayan, Tatastha Shakti, if they are looking towards Vaikuntha, they at once are empowered by Parashakti and they go to serve Krishna. And these jivas who never saw, and they saw towards Maya, looking and facing towards Maya, they were at once charmed to Maya, and we are all these things. One thing he is telling, that even we are Baddha jivas, but we have a shape, very, very beautiful shape. We have all these qualities that we can serve Krishna. Only it is covered with Maya, not destroyed. Ye nasht nahi ho jata, kintu Maya ke dwara cover mein ho jata hai. Jab is jagat mein avtaran karta hai, to Guru Vaishnava ki kripa se bhakti lata bij paakar, puna भगवान का नाम कीर्तन श्रवण इत्यादि करते 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 हरि कथा का श्रवण करते हैं, उनमें दो प्रकार की श्रद्धा उत्पन्न होती है. इन देम बाय हियरिंग हरि कथा एंड रीडिंग बुक शास्त्र वेद उपनिषद भागवत एंड पुराण, टू काइंड्स ऑफ श्रद्धा देयर आर. वन शास्त्र अवधारणामयी, वन. And another is Lobhmayi Shraddha. Bhakti Vinod Thakur ji aise spasht karke likhte hain, ye sab pehle kahi nahi likha. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ji ne bhi Rup Goswami ki baaton ko samjhane ke liye bahut hi sundar Madhurya Kadambini ityadi mein likha hai. Us sab ke padhe bina hum log bhakti life mein pravesh karna bada bhari kathin hai. Kuch log Madhurya Kadambini ityadi granthon ko या भक्ति स्वामी सिंधु बिंदु इत्यादि को समझ लेते हैं, जैसे रसशास्त्र. रसशास्त्र में प्रवेश करने के लिए वो है राष्ट्रशास्त्र के, एक तरह से बिना व्याकरण के ही थोड़ा थोड़ा हम लोग जान सकते हैं, इसलिए उसको छूते नहीं है, पढ़ते ही नहीं है. किंतु उन लोगों ने, हम लोगों जैसे व्याकरण नहीं जानने वाले लोगों के लिए भी, उसमें रुचि पैदा करने के लिए अथवा थोड़ा सा लोभ पैदा करने के लिए ये सब ग्रंथों का प्रकाशन किया है. इसलिए हम लोगों को इन सब चीजों को पढ़ना चाहिए, अध्ययन करना चाहिए वैष्णवों के साथ में. नहीं तो भागवत में हम लोग प्रवेश नहीं कर सकते हैं, चैतन्य चेतावनी में हम लोग नहीं प्रवेश कर सकते हैं. इसलिए उन्होंने लिखा, जो दो प्रकार की श्रद्धा होती है, देयर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ श्रद्धा. Without Shraddha, we cannot enter in bhakti in any case. What is that Shraddha? Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe? Guru jo kuch kahte hain, Guru bhi aisa hona chahiye. Guru sarv bhi also bona fide that what he tells is true to extent. So, to have a Shraddha to Shastra, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. What our Guru Dev is telling, it to extend. Not less than Vedas, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam. Ved, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavat, Guruji's teachings and Vaishnava teachings are same. Kitete kariya aikya arna kariha mone asa. Sadhu Guru
Shastravak.
Shastravak, na? Sadhu Guru Shastravak. There are three, one. But we will have to see, this is something here. If Veda Shastra are telling one thing, and Guru and Vaishnava are telling one thing, combined they are telling, then we will have to give up that Shastra, Shastra Vakya. Because we are not understanding the sub and essence of that Veda Upanishad. So we should try to understand Veda Upanishad by the help of Guru and Vaishnava. But sometimes if Sadhu, Vaishnava and Shastra is telling something and Guru is telling something, then we'll have to decide what is true. Then we'll have to give up that Guru Bhakti also. Because they are Sadhu, Sadhu and Vaishnava like Siksha Guru. And Shastri is also like Siksha Guru, they are telling. So we should know, we should try to understand why our Gurudev is telling like this. We can ask him, what is the explanation he is telling these things? It may be that he is Uttam Adhikari, we are not understanding. Otherwise he is not Kanishtha Adhikari yet. And he is telling like this. So we should try to understand all these things. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that Shraddha of two kinds. The Pratham Shraddha, to have very strong belief in Shastra. That without Krishna Bhajan, we cannot cross birth and death, sufferings and sorrow and this world. So must obey this Shastra. If you are not doing bhajan, you will have to go to hell for less and less birth. That is why we should try to follow Shastra and do bhajan. This is called Shastra Avadharanamri Shabda. That is, it gives Vaidhi Bhakti. A pravritti comes, pravritti means
tendency
comes in the sadhak that we should try to do bhajan, otherwise we will go to hell. And another kind of sabda, that should be some impression of past birth.
Past impression.
And by this, easily we can have a succession of bhakti, pure bhakti. Hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam explanation from bona fide Vaishnava, Rashi, Tattvagya Vaishnava, love comes, a greed comes, that I want to serve Krishna like Sakhasidam Subal, Architrak Patrak like Dasya, like Hanuman, Suram Chandra. Sometimes we have some greed, like Rukuni, Satyabhama to serve them. Sometimes Maya, Yasoda and Nanda Baba, as Vatsalaras, a greed comes that I should serve him, Krishna, like this. And sometimes it may come that we should serve like gopis, Radha and Krishna conjugal. This is more better, but it is rare. In this, if the pravritti, tendency has come in our heart, either of Shastra Avadharanamayi or
Lobhamayi.
If you are not availing Sadhu Sangha, no association of Shuddha Vaishnava Tattagya, then they will dry. And at once they will be lifeless. And Shraddha, which was coming in our heart, go away. So always we will have to hear Harikatha in the association of Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava and Guru. Otherwise the Shraddha will go away. So by this, hearing and hearing, Shraddha will come, anarth will go, we will know that what is anarth, what is offenses and which way. Very careful for this, and at last nishtha will come, and after nishtha asakti, ruchi and bhava will come. The bhakti of bhava are very rare. You know that Billu Mangal, Bharat Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, in his last career, they have received bhava in their heart. In bhava there are two kinds of bhava. We know that Billu Mangal, and other we know Radhara Sudhanidhi, Prabodhananda Saraswati. There is some, both are same, but there are some vaishishtya, speciality. Prabodhananda Saraswati was inclined always Srimati Radhika, glorifying always Radhika. How? How is that glorifying? Yat king karish bausa khaluka kubani nityam parasya pulsa sasikhanda bole jasya kadar sinhe visubhanu jaya tatakeli kunya bhavanam ganamarjani. He always sees that Krishna is always pleasing Srimati Radhika. And in other hand, Billu Mangal. Srimati Radhika is always pleasing to Krishna. There is prominency of Krishna, not of Srimati Radhika. But in Prabodhananda Saraswati, prominency of... Because Prem is Priyojan, so he is looking towards Prem, whose Prem is superior. And that is why he is like telling. So everything we will find in this sixth chapter. We will try to begin it from tomorrow. Gaur Premanande, you should be prepared to just we are going to give parikrama of Gaur. Abhi hum log Gaur ban mein parikrama karne ke liye bhi ja rahe hain. Aap abhi log